AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Super Tuesday's big winners, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
What a Super Tuesday!
You know, I watched Hillary's speech, and she's talking about wages have been poor, and everything's doing badly, but we're going to make it. She's been there for so long. I mean, if she hasn't straightened it out by now.
Trump focusing now on Hillary Clinton. Trump and Clinton won seven states each in the Super Tuesday contest. Trump rival Ted Cruz breathed new life into his campaign with three wins. His home state of Texas, Oklahoma, and Alaska.
We are the only campaign that has beaten Donald Trump once, twice, three times.
Marco Rubio managed a win in Minnesota. Political analyst David Anderson calls Super Tuesday a landslide for Donald Trump and says the Republican elite is sweating bullets this morning.
I think party leaders right now are largely terrified, and I don't think they have a clear path forward.
Among Democrats, Bernie Sanders won his home state of Vermont, plus Oklahoma, Minnesota, and Colorado. How did voters choose? Well, to Sue Davies Refan in Tennessee, immigration's an important issue.
You know, right now, immigrants are coming freely through the border, and it's a fact that there's no control over it.
She supported Donald Trump. Clinton dominated with older Americans and generally cut into Bernie Sanders' support among the 30 to 44 crowd. We are just getting word from New York that a freight train carrying hazardous liquids has derailed near the town of Ripley in Chautauqua County. No immediate reports of injuries or fire, but several homes in the area have been evacuated. This is AP Radio News. The Supreme Court takes up the abortion issue today. It'll be considering whether a Texas law that regulates abortion clinics gets in the way of a woman's constitutional right to abortion. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports from Washington.
The 2013 law requires clinics to meet stringent standards for outpatient surgical centers and mandates any doctor performing an abortion have hospital admitting privileges nearby. Backers say these are aimed at safeguarding women's health, but critics say they're a blatant effort to prevent abortions, and if allowed to stand, would force most Texas clinics to close.
Astronaut Scott Kelly is back on Earth after a year in space. He landed in Kazakhstan with a Russian cosmonaut who shared his space journey. They traveled 144 million miles through space, circled the world 5,440 times, and experienced more than 10,000 orbital sunrises. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.